Okay, we're about to resume. Okay, these are now a different style of poly we're coming to in this lesson. And these are reading passages from, it's from a collection of stories. I think it was composed in Sri Lanka, called the Rasa Vahini.
You're going to be reading from page 133.
This is 133, yeah. Okay, so they're like little stories about in the life of the Buddha and stories about, usually they have like a humorous ending to them, sometimes. Okay, so let's take this first story. Okay, I'll read first phrase by phrase and you repeat after me. Ekasmin samaye. Satta ganang pahaya.
Satta ganang pahaya.
Ekakova.
Ekakova.
Ekang vanang pavisi.
Ekang vanang pavisi.
Okay, so we start off ekasmin samaye, which, what case is this?
Locating.
Right, it's the locative case. It means at one time or on one occasion. Then the word satta here means the teacher, and it's always referring to the Buddha. And this is a noun of the class. That ends, it's called the agent noun, sattar. And so it forms the masculine nominative singular with the long A, satta. So the master or the teacher, ganang pahaya. Okay, pahaya is the gerund, meaning having abandoned. And gana is group. In other words, it's referring to the monastic sangha. So the master, having abandoned the group, ekakova, ekako means alone. The va is just emphatic, eva. Alone, ekang vanang, one forest, pavisi, entered. And notice pavisi is from
pavisati.
Right, it's from the verb pavisati, which means to enter. But this is the aorist form, and so it has the aorist augment, that little a. And so it becomes pa plus visi, and then in between here we have the short a augment, and then these two a's, because you don't want to say pa a visi, so it becomes one long a. Pavisi. So, at one time, on one occasion, the master, having abandoned the group, the crowd, all alone, entered one forest. And this is called the Parilayaka forest. Okay, now continue. Pare layaka namo.
Pare layaka namo.
Eko hati rajapi.
Eko hati rajapi.
Hati ganang pahaya.
Hati ganang pahaya.
Tang vanang pavisitva.
Tang vanang pavisitva.
Bhagavantang ekasa rukasa mule nisinang.
Bhagavantang ekasa rukasa mule nisinang.
Disva.
Disva.
Padena paharanto.
Padena paharanto.
Ruka mulang so detva.
Ruka mulang so detva.
Sondaya sakang kahetva.
Sondaya sakang kahetva.
Samaji.
Samaji.
Okay, so there was one Hati Raja. That means a king of the elephants, or an elephant king. He's the chief elephant of his herd. And his name was Parilayaka, because he lived in the Parilayaka forest, so they called him the Parilayaka elephant. So one elephant king named Parilayaka, Hatiganang Pahaya, having abandoned the herd of elephants, Tangvanang Pavisitva, having entered that forest, Bhagavantang Ekasarukasa Mule Nisinang Disva, having seen the Blessed One seated at the root of one tree. Actually, in translation, I would break the sentence up. Instead of having these strings of clauses joined by gerunds to make it more natural English, I would break it up and I would say simply, having entered that forest, he saw the Blessed One seated at the root of one tree. Okay, then, Padena Paharanto Ruka mulang sodetva. So, paharati means to strike, to hit. So, striking it with his foot. Ruka mulang sodetva, having cleaned the root of the tree. The foot of the tree, I guess, cleaning away other types of weeds that are growing there. Then Sondaya Sakang Gahetva. Gahetva is having taken, having grabbed. Sakang is a branch. This would be like a small branch. Having grabbed a small branch, Sondaya, with his trunk, Sammaji, he swept the area. So the elephant king is serving like the personal attendant to the Buddha. So he's cleaning up the area at the foot of the tree, and he grabs a branch with his trunk and he uses the branch to sweep the grounds. Okay, continuing. Tatopataya.
Tatopataya.
Divase
divase.
Divase
divase.
Divase divase.
Sondaya gatang kehetva.
Sondaya gatang
kahitva.
Paniya paribhojaniya udakang.
Paniya Pali Bhojaniya
Udakam.
Aharati.
Aharati.
Okay, the expression Tatopataya means from then on. Originally, pataya was a gerund, meaning something like setting out from. But it comes to take on a kind of idiomatic meaning. With tato, it means tatopataya, from then on, from that point on. Or one could say itopataya, which means from now on. Okay, tatopataya, from then on, divase, divase. So this is simply the word for day repeated. So it means, like we would say, every day, day by day, day after day. So day after day, sondaya gatang kehetva. So kehetva is having grabbed. Gata is a pot or a jug. Having grabbed a jug, sondaya, with its trunk. Where it found a jug in the forest. I don't know. Just conveniently somebody left a jug there. Okay. Paniya paribhojaniya udakang aharati. So it brought water, paniya, to be drunk, and paribhojaniya, to be used for other purposes. We call it washing water. So, gehetva is having grabbed or having taken. So having taken a jug with its trunk, it brought water for drinking and for washing. Any questions so far? You see, the grammar written in English is much more difficult than the Pali, or than the passage written in Pali. Okay. Un hodakena utte sati. Okay, here we have a locative absolute expression. Utte, one of its meanings is need. And here, since it's locative absolute, when there was a need, in English we say a need for, but in Pali, atte as need goes with the locative, with the instrumental. When there was a need with unhodaka is, unha means warm or hot, plus udaka, water. So we have unha. Warm. Plus udaka. And because the A and the U meet, so they form a sandhi. Unhodaka. And this is occurring in instrumental case. So when there was a need for warm water, we'll see how clever this elephant is. So when there was a need for warm water, un hodakang pati yadeti, he prepared warm water. Okay, you're all wondering, katang, how?
He has a stove.
Okay. Oh, okay, now we have to read after me, okay. Katani gangsitva.
Katani gangsitva.
Aging pateti.
Aging pateti.
Aging pateti.
Okay. Tata daruni pakipanto jaletva.
Tata daruni pakipanto agi.
Tata tata pasane pachitva.
Tata tata pasane pachitva.
Daru kandakena pavatetva.
Daru kandakena pavatetva.
Kudaka sondiyang kipati. Okay, so katang is how. How did the elephant prepare hot water? Okay, so now the answer comes katani gangsitva. So having rubbed together. Gangsati is to rub together. Katani, this would be pieces of wood. So having rubbed together pieces of wood, ugging pateti, literally, it means he dropped a fire, but in English we would say he made a fire. Yeah, it gives in the glossary, aging pateti, to start a fire. Okay, so having rubbed together two pieces of wood, he started a fire. Then tata daruni pakipanto jaletva. So throwing or dropping pieces of wood there into the fire, jaletva, having made it blaze up. You know, first it starts off just a very small fire, but to make a big fire, he drops pieces, more pieces of wood into it. Tata tata pasane pachitva. So, tata tata. That's a repetition of there, there. In English, we would say here and there, in different places. Pasane, pasana is a rock. So, and then pachitva is having cooked or having heated up rocks here and there in the fire. Then daru kandakena pavatetva. So kandaka is a piece and daru of wood. So with a piece of wood and pavateti is to roll over or to roll along. So, having heated up the rocks here and there in the fire, having rolled them with a piece of wood, kudaka sondiyang kipati, he threw them or dropped them into, kudaka means small, and Sondi is a pond. And what case? Sondhyang?
Locative.
Right, it's a locative. It's Sondhi is a feminine noun, feminine singular. So this is locative singular. He threw the stones into a small pond. Okay, now continuing. Tato hatang otaretva. Yeah, you recite.
Tato
hatang
otaretva.
Udakasa tata bhavang janitva.
Udakasa tata bhavang janitva.
Gantva satarang vandati.
Gantva satarang vandati.
Okay then. Sata tata gantva nahayati.
Sattva tata gantva nahayati.
Atta nana vidani palani aharitva deti.
Atta nana vidani palani aharitva deti.
Okay, so the elephant dropped the, or threw the stones into the little pond. Okay, okay. So then tato hatang otaretva. So tato is then, otaretva, this is the causative verb, otareti, to cause to go down, or to put down into. And hata is hand. But an elephant doesn't have a hand, so what does he use?
His trunk.
Right, the elephant's trunk is his hand. So having put his trunk down into it, into the pond, Udakasa tatabhavang janitva. So janitva is the same as nyatva. Having known, tata means hot. Tatabhava is the state of being hot, or warmth, we could say. Udakasa, of the water. So having known the hotness of the water, or in ordinary English, having known that the water was hot. Gantva, having gone, is having gone back. Satarang vandati, he worshipped the master, the teacher. And notice the noun satar to form the accusative singular. You see, the nominative is satta, so the R completely disappears in the nominative. Satta. But to form the accusative, we get satarung. So having gone, having gone back, he worshipped the master, the teacher. So when he worships the teacher, the Buddha knows that this means that the water is ready. So sat, then the next, satta tata gantva nahayati.
Satta tata gantva nahayati.
So the teacher, having gone there, that is to the pond, nahayati, he bathes in the warm water. It could be the Indian winter, so the water can be quite cold in northern India. And then atta nanavidani palani aharitva deti.
Atta nanavidani palani aharitva deti.
Okay, so then the elephant is the subject here still. Then, having brought nana vida means various kinds, and pala is fruits, palani is fruits. Then, having brought fruits, various kinds of fruits, he gave them. He gave them to the Buddha. So he's like a good, you know, the Buddha doesn't need Ananda anymore. He has the elephant.
This is bear. It's so cool walking around with an elephant.
Just crazy.
Okay, just a little bit more. Okay. Yada pana.
Yada pana.
Satta gamang pindaya pavisati.
Satta gamang pindaya pavisati.
Tata sattu pata chivaram adaya.
Tata sattu pata chivaram
adaya.
Kumbe tapetva.
Kumbe tapetva.
Kumbe tapetva.
Satara sadding yeva gachati.
Satara sadding yeva gachati.
Okay. So, yadapana, but when satta gamang pindaya pavisati, but when the teacher entered the village for alms round. So yada means when, then tada is then. Satu pata chivaram adaya, having taken the alms bowl and the double thick, the extra robe, the double thick robe, sattu, of the teacher. And notice, sattu is the genitive form of satta. So that we could have sattu or sattuno or sattusa, different genitive forms. So, having taken the alms bowl and extra robe of the teacher, kumbe tapetva. Here we have that verb tapeti, causative form of titati, with the special meaning of to place, to put. And kumbe would be like the hump on the elephant's back or the shoulder. So, having put the bowl and robe of the teacher on his back, satara sadding yeva gachati, he went together with the teacher. And here, satara, that is the instrumental form of the verb, satar. With the teacher. So when the teacher was entering the village on alms round, then the elephant put the teacher's alms bowl and extra robe on his back and went along with the teacher. Then, rutting vala miga ni varanatang. Mahantang dandang.
Mahantang dandang.
Sondaya gahetva.
Sondaya gahetva.
Yava arunu gamana.
Yava arunu gamana.
Vanasande vicharati.
Vanasande vicharati.
Vanasande vicharati.
Okay, rutting is the accusative case of rutti, meaning night. And this is the accusative case used to indicate a particular time. So we would say in English, at night, or during the night. Then vala miga means wild animal. And nivarana means keeping away. And then the word atang at the end of this compound means for the purpose of. So this is a common usage, especially in the commentaries, to have atang at the end of a compound, meaning for the purpose of. So for the purpose of driving away wild animals, mahantang dandang sondaya gahetva, having taken a large stick with his trunk, yava arun ugamana. This means, yava means until. Aruna is the dawn. Ugamana is the coming up of the dawn. Or we would say simply,
sunrise.
It's earlier than sunrise. It's when the light starts to change on the horizon. Well, usually dusk is the same thing in the evening. This is the period, maybe dawn, we would simply call this dawn. Until dawn, Vana Sunday is like the forest grove, Vicharati, he wandered around. So at night, for the purpose of driving away or keeping away wild animals, the elephant, having taken a big stick with his trunk, wandered around the forest grove until dawn arrived. Yeah, that's good. Until the arrival of dawn. You see, not hard at all.
It's all coming together. That's one smart elephant, I gotta say.
Very smart, yeah. Elephants are actually very intelligent.
And he knows the temperature of the water and everything.
Yeah.
Carbon's powerful.
You can training.
Yeah.
What's the case of Arugamana?
Yeah, good question. It's Arunu Gamana. You see the long ending A indicates it's an ablative case. Somehow it goes, Yava often takes the ablative. But in English we would say, until the arrival of the dawn.
Ablative usually has a long A ending?
With masculine and neuter nouns. It would have the it could have the long A. But many things can have the long A, which is, you know, why one has to know how Yava functions. Okay, any questions? Any more questions? Okay, so maybe this will be it for the day, for today. Then next week we'll finish the grammar, hopefully, and then continue with the reading. Oh. You should know that I think you all should have, I'll put it up on Dropbox again, I'll send you the link. It's in the materials folder where we have all of these Pali reading passages with the English translation. So you can look at the English, you can look at the Pali and the English translation, try to, you know, to work it out. But I'll be explaining word by word next week.
And you sent an email of the compounds, right? All of the compounds?
Yeah.
Okay.
have to look.
Let's see. Well, what I'm going to send is just the link to the materials connected with this program. So in that same materials folder will be the compounds. I'll put in the one on the causative verbs. Compounds, causative verbs. What else do we do today? I think the absolutives. The absolutives are already there. The absolutes are there. And then you'll get the reading passage also there. The reading passages. Okay, so let us end with three bows to the Buddha.